some kurzadiktas, some ches.
So far, that this is in terms of a lady before she goes to the mikvah. So there's Ion, which is a chiv deraisia, she has simayin kologuf. There's chafifa, tekanas Ezra, which is said the ikar din has to do her cyrus, she has to comb the cyrus of her reish, and the rest, the minog is to do pispus. There's a minog to wash the rest of the body. Minog more of a more modern day minog, they do it in a bathtub. And then there's the Gemara of Rava of a person to wash based on Matel before she goes to the mikveh. Now, if a lady doesn't do Ion, so Ion is Deraisa, and if she doesn't do Ion, even if afterwards she checked and she saw that there is no problem, so that's going to be Ma'akev. The Mechaber says, B'meichol Loichafa Klaalus Latfila. If she didn't do it before she goes to the mikvah, so then that's going to be ma'akev. Ian and the chafifa. The chavis says the b'meichol leichav v'kavlas letfilah pishayin matzav v'gufa filichav v'miyad achat tefilah v'tzarkav matzav l'tshem nima koshalos letfilah v'entzachol mechav v'makim sev leyan and mishay gufa shalos letfilah she'in and gufu d'vatayri. The chavis says if you did not do Ian, you did not do chafifa, even if you didn't find any chazitzel, ma'is says ma'akev an entire process, and therefore. It's no good. You're going to have to go back to the mikvah. A lady who has a suffix whether she did Ion, so we saw the Pesach Tshuva said if you have a suffix, not sure if you did Ion, so we say suffix right. So the Chumran, you have to go back. Even on Chafifa, the Pesach Tshuva is noited to say, even though maybe Chafifa is only kind of says, it should only be Durabanan, but he's noited to say on Chafifa also you have to go back. Why? Because it's Dovish Yishlam Atirin, that the Klal is on Durabanan, that if you're able to fix the problem. So it's Dovish Yishlam Atirin. So for being a Dovish Yishlam Atirin, that's one reason I have to go back. Plus it's Chatzach Yisura. And therefore, B'derek Lab Makam Safik, you're going to have to go back. Makapanim, the Ian. What? So Sirchen Nachat, the question was what he said on Deraisa for sure. We don't say even in Darbonans, he wasn't so happy. Befrat, if it's a Maisa Rabba. If it's a Maisa Rabba, the Pesachuv went back and forth, wait, you have to go back, or you won't have to go back. Befrat, that's Dovish Yishlam Atirin. We're noited, you have to go back. Makapanim, it's good, we're good. Makapanim. So Lamaisa, for instance, the Chavif and Ion, Lamaisa, that's going to Ma'akev, and you're going to have to go back. We saw Sugei, it's supposed to be Masmech as much as possible, the Chavif and Ion to the Tefillah, it's supposed to be as close as possible, you shouldn't be Marchik the Chavif from the Tefillah. The more discusses certain scenarios, you have to do it, for example, you have Yontiv and Shabbos, we have 2 days Yontiv and Shabbos, and this is situations where the Hechrich, you have to be Marchik, and when you have to be Marchik, so then nothing to do about it, and you're marchik. The question is, let's say you did not have to be marchik, and you were marchik. The Gemara says, that we only say, hechad evsha evsha, hechad le evsha le evsha, only if it's possible. If it's impossible, then you were marchik. If it is possible, then we're not supposed to be marchik. And the shaila is, if somebody was marchik when he wasn't supposed to, what's going to be the halachas? So Mechari brings down the Mechol im Chafav Ayin Atzma Yoyim, if she did a Chafif Ayin today, the Tavla B'lel Acher, and you went to the Mikvah a different day, also Lo Tefillah B'diavid, Avishal Chafif B'dika Samach Tefillah, even though the Chafif Tefillah weren't next to the Tefillah, Ma'is is going to be Yoytza. Why? Because being that we see B'makim where it's not possible, we see that it works. So Elamai, technically it does work. Because what's... How can it be different from 2 days Yontif with Shabbos? We see that it works, and we're pretty confident. You know, the Ian, you did Ian before, and you did Chiv before, and we say, you go to the mikvah. So that tells us back that the thing bets and works. So even though Lechad Chila is supposed to be as some as possible, but the Mechaber Paskins, that the mice is going to be good. Even 2 days, even 3 days. The question is, how far do you get? So, Siddhi Tara, we'll say that whatever maximum that we gave, that's the amount of days you get. So, what's the maximum amount of days you're able to mark the Chafif and Tefillah? How many days? 3 days. So, up to 3 days is going to work. More than 3 days is not going to work. Pasha, what's the Yisari Davi? Yisari Davi Pasha Pashad is because being that I did a Chafifa beforehand, I have a Chazaka that I'm okay. Why should I assume anything changed? So therefore, if I go to the mikveh, then we could safely assume that nothing changed. What do you say? If cheskes isser, you want to know, I checked myself over, and I wasn't sasek in dvar macherim. If I didn't sasek in dvar macherim, then in chanami, that kills my whole iyun, and it kills my chavifa. I wasn't a sasek, I didn't do anything, I was careful. So there's no real reason to say a change. We'd like it to be as close as possible, because why semech and chazak is when you're able to do it closer? But if you didn't, so then you're able to assume that you have a chazaka that was okay, and therefore it's going to be therefore it's going to be okay. Now the question is, do you have to check yourself afterwards? So check yourself 2 days before, 3 days before, wasn't the sasik and anything else, went to the mikvah, so we're saying it's good b'diavad. Why is it good b'diavad? Because you have a chazaka. Do you have to go check yourself afterwards or not? You check yourself 2 days before. You did not check b'shas ma'isa. Now we're saying that so you went to the mikvah. We're saying it's going to work. Now the question is, do you have to check yourself afterwards to make sure that there was nothing there? What? You're careful. Okay, so you washed your hands, but you know the hands anyhow is a shower go. But
why is this only 2 days? Even Friday to Monday Shabbos.
Yeah, even Friday to Shabbos. Any case where you're marked chivit tefillah. Do you have to check it? So Chacham Sada, Marcha Shulchan, they both say that you have to check yourself afterwards. The Peshat is Pashat. It's what? You check yourself when you come in. Go check. Go check. So look right now. The Pashat, Peshat is Pashat. This is a very important klal, which comes up many times in different situations, that whenever you're dealing with a chazaka or umdana or a chazaka, so the only time you say the Rishonim Pesachim say that, Daled. The only time you say it is if you're not Efshalavar. If you're able to verify, we're not Samechazak, which brings down Samechazak, Daled. There's a cloud that a person wants a person to Nikhla Inshilav Mitzvah, a person wants a person to use his items for a mitzvah. Therefore, you're walking to a shul, can you take somebody's tefillin, says Umdana, whatever, Daled's tefillin, he discusses. So he says, if, you know, this Umdana person wants a person to use it, and therefore you're able to go ahead and use it. The Purugam says that that's only if you can't ask the person. If the person, you're able to contact the person, they ask the person whether he cares or doesn't care, you have no right to be samech an umdina. You have no right to samech a chazaka. All these kalamar, that is, if you can't verify it, then you can kick in umdinas, chazakas, and whenever you're able to verify it, then about it, we're not samech an umdinas and chazakas. It comes up all the time, you know, this cloud. Like, people have these shaylas, like, Mr. Tommy lets me use it, can I just use it? Well, if you can just call him, call him. Well, then you can't call him. Fine, then you can't call him. But usually, you don't want to call him, or then the answer is you have to go ahead and verify. A guy left, the guy before me left American, left something in the apartment. Mr. Tommy doesn't care that I just keep it. So you're right, Mustami doesn't care, but if you have Shulavar, you have to ask him. So call him up and ask him whether he cares or doesn't care. If you have no contact information and you have to find out, then the Chlam, you could be Samech on Umdina.
Sure.
So over here, we're saying that Mustami, she checked 2 days before, she didn't do anything else in between, therefore it's okay, it's Umdina Chazaka, but if you have to verify it, then you have to go ahead and verify it. What do you say?
Not fully verified, could
we
have an after?
So we're not talking about the Saska. You know, she wasn't the Saska, and the Saska is going to be a different.
We're talking about Ian before Tila or Ian after?
Why should she look? She can't do anything about it.
No, for sure you're supposed to do before. Wait. Slap. You're supposed to. Oh, I didn't know. Was it clear? Oh, pam. You're supposed to do Khafifa and Ian Samach Tvila. That's your Chia, that's what you're supposed to be doing. That's the correct thing to do. Where. She didn't do it. Why? I don't know why. She didn't do it.
What's a Shabbos? It's Yom Tov.
And it's 2 hours later?
She went to the mikveh. Now, what happens now? She went to the mikveh already. She's supposed to be four. And she comes home. She goes, oh, I forgot to check myself over. Or I checked myself over, but I forgot to check this time. More complicated. So I checked myself over, but I forgot to check the bottom of my feet. Or I checked myself over, whatever it is. Now, what are we doing now? So being that she checked it beforehand, Erev Shabbos, Mitzvah Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, she did everything. Mitzvah Shabbos, she was in a rush and she forgot to check something. So now, what do we do now? Do you have to go back to the mikveh or not? So saying, being you checked Erev Shabbos and Yechazak, you're okay, and you weren't Nisaska, or assuming you weren't Nisaska, there's no reason why there should be a chazitza there. We have a chazaka that's okay, but Well, only Samech HaZachar, if you can't verify it. If you can verify it, then you have to go check it. So therefore, you have to check afterwards to see was there any problem or not. Now, all these things are only, you didn't do anything. In other words, if you were, all these, this klal was saying, where are we going wrong over here?
Well, originally it sounded like Rebbe was talking about.
Opa. Okay, everyone, this is 15 seconds straight. Always supposed to do chafifa, samach l'tefila, in samach l'tefila, you should always do it right beforehand. If somebody b'diavad did not do it beforehand, he did it a day before, 2 days before, 3 days before, whatever it was, and forgot to do it before they went to the mikvah, because if they go before the mikvah, they're supposed to do it over. Or they only check part of themselves. They missed the chilek of the... If she didn't, and being that we have a chazaka that she checked herself, and she didn't do anything which we know which should bring any chatzitzas onto her, therefore, it's good. But... she went to the mikvah, she came on. What do we do now? Still, look yourself over now. See any chazitzas, because you'd be samech on a chazaka. We're not samech chazaka if you have it to verify it. So just look over and see what's going on now. Now, all these halachas, I know the MDC is Sefi Gimel yet, but it says all these halachas, a person did chafifa kohen tefila. Or you did ion. If you afterwards did something which would cause you to get a chazitza, you were Isaac and giving tafshal lebina, or your Isaac is something which you could get, which would kill the chafif for the ian, then that kills it. Because we once had a shy, I always thought. What? No, that kills your ian and your chafifa. No. Regular case. Your wife prepared for the mikvah, 6:30, right? 5:30, 6:30, she did everything, and then right before she went to the mikvah, this case once, right before she went to the mikvah, she ate something. Then she went to the mikvah. Her husband was at a shir 5 days later, Shevim Shir, and heard this halacha. So, what happens now? So, you know, if you were in this asik in something in between, you killed your Ian and Khafifa. So, all these cases we're talking about, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, is talking about she wasn't Isaac anything in between which would get things on her hair, or she wasn't anything in between which would kill the Ion. If you Isaac something in between, then Avadi, you killed it. So we're talking about we weren't Isaac. Elamai, she's very careful, just she forgot to check. And then that situation was saying, check afterwards, but the Avadi is going to be okay. What?
Can I do Master Gosa?
What do you say? When? But check after it. Check quickly. What's going on? Check.
If she ate, why should that be to people are here now?
Nothing. That just kills the mouth. That's all. Right. That doesn't. Her hands in her mouth, maybe. Didn't kill you here. She don't.
She only has to go check over the spots that she.
I didn't say that's good. I said that case. That case you killed your. You sat there a half hour flossing your teeth and whatever. And get everything stuck in between your teeth. We'll talk about it in time, but or the dental tape, whatever. And then you ate something, you just killed it. You have to do it all over again. Well, that can help checking afterwards, because you were. If that's cool, you didn't do.
So
now it's based on starim. It's based on starim. Fine, based on starim. That's based on starim. Or she checked herself over, and then she whatever. She did something which would kill. Then it doesn't help to check yourself afterwards. That killed your chavif and ian. The case the way. You ate something that just kills the mouth. Now we'll discuss the mouth. Let's discuss the mouth. Let's say something. This is Ultima Sharagov. If you're talking about Besa Starim, the Gemara brings out Maisa Shechlas Sharabi. She went to Mikla Tal Valtsa and she found Etzem Ben Shiner. She found a bone in between her mouth. It's like the Ravid. How did she find a bone in between the mouth if she checked it? Like what in the world's going on? It's like the Ravid. The Peshad is that which we say it's Ma'akiv. The Ion and the Chafifa, that's only in the rest of the body. If you're dealing with the base of starim, being that base of starim is something which is more kal, therefore, if you weren't ma'ayin beforehand and you checked afterwards and there's nothing there, then it's going to be good. Now, the right thing, Gemara, is that Shechvei Sharabi, she went to the mikvah and she found Etzem Ben Shiner. Then you had to go back to the mikvah. She went to find a bone root in her mouth. She would not have to go to the mikvah. Why not? Obviously, she didn't check her mouth beforehand. She found a bone in between her mouth. Elamai is like the Ravid. If by the base of starim, something which is the inside of the body, the mouth, the ears, the nose, ears, which are called base of starim, even if you didn't check beforehand, if you checked afterwards and it's okay, then it's not a problem. And it's only a problem if you find a chetzitza.
Maybe she checked and did the job.
Okay, it's not. A bone is not mistaver, right? Okay, bone's not so mistaver that if you find a bone in between your teeth, that therefore the rabbi's being a raya that that's only by shara guf, base of starim, since you only need bia samayim, you only need royal bia samayim, it's more kal, and therefore, based on storm, the iyun achivif is not going to ma'akiv if there's nothing's there. So let's cause over a second before we get hazver over here. Opa, if you didn't do iyun and chafifa on you hear what's the lacha? Go back. Do I care whether afterwards you checked there was nothing there? Five? We don't care. Why? Maybe fell off. We don't know. Go back. And you have to redo the whole thing. You didn't do it yet. If you didn't do on basis yin check, got to shayla, let's say last week, 2-3 times, she didn't check the ear. She didn't check ear with a Q-tip.
Check after.
So what do you do? It's basis star, and you check afterwards and make sure there's nothing there. She forgot to brush or floss her teeth. What do we do? Check afterwards. If there's nothing there, you're good. If there's something there, then we have a problem. And whenever you're doing the basis storm, the chifian's not ma'akiv, you check afterwards. You check afterwards. If you're ma'akiv the chifian on the tefillah, but the evidence is good, but afterwards you have to check, make sure that there's nothing there and it's going to be okay. Now the question is, why is the basis storm more kal? Why is the basis storm more kal than the rest of the body? The rest of the body is saying chifian can be ma'akiv. Based on the storm, we're saying it's going to be more kal. So unfortunately, give different reasons. What's the sibus hadavar? It's going to be more kal. The Taz says that since it's nister, and it's not common for chetzitza to be there, therefore, when it's stam, you don't have to worry about this chetzitza. So unless we find that there's a problem, then we're going to worry about it. Because what's the okshash? In a regular case, you didn't do chivinim beforehand. What do we say? Well, maybe it was there and it fell off. But based on storm where it's not common to have a chetzitza. Hold on a second. Why is it common to have a chetzitza? Therefore, we're not going to be chishish unless we have a chokha that we have a problem. Therefore, min astam, we're not going to be chishish, and that's why the base of storm is going to be okay because we don't have to be chishish. The Siddhitara asks, so Shmuley is asking that l'choira, what's with the mouth? The mouth of the base of storm is very common to have a chetzitza. The Siddhitara is more than the Taz. But going to the Taz saying, the simple stuff is that since it's not derech, there have to be a chetzitza, therefore we're not going to be worried about unless there's a chacha that there's a chetzitzis. One second. The Shach brings down a levush and kiv tzadiches Islam and beis. Beis astarim kimishesh lamokim isharsham. Beis astarim that with a stabbing beis kometer. I mean vadi lo hesham and ken lo mipalachet fila. The Shach brings down a levush says the pshat is that if there was something on her body, so maybe it got washed away. But if it was based on storm, where did it go? Why isn't it there? What happened to it? Elamai, if we check afterwards and we see that there's nothing there, it's pretty safe to assume there's nothing there the whole time. On her, if it's on the rest of the body, the side is, maybe it got washed away. But if it's based on storm, so how did, it was in her mouth. And where did it disappear? What did the mikvah have to do with anything? Why would it wash away? Therefore, if you check afterwards, it's pretty safe to assume that it wasn't there, and therefore that's why it's not going to be makim by base star. The Shach says chinim dachak that it's. He says it's different because yesh lechalak if you need bias mayim or royal bias mayim. Based on star, you only need royal bias mayim. You only mayim mamish. You only mayim mamish. All you need is roy for bias mayim. It's more kal, and being it's more kal, therefore we make on base of star. I'm just thinking the rest of the body. What's the difference? Why are we more makel? Because only royal bias mayim. Why should it be more kal?
Because even if there's something there, it could still be royal.
No. Then it's not davar chitzitz. If you find something there, if I look afterwards and I find something which is royal bias mayim, or something very loose, then it's not going to be a chitzitza. Right, what are you talking about? You went to mikveh, check, and you didn't find anything. Let's say you found something royal bias mayim. Anyhow, it's good. It's not a problem. So the reason why it's more kal, 12:05, sure, right? I think no. The reason why it's going to be more kal, the shach is the royal bias mayim. The Siddhi Tara says that depends. The fact that you need royal bias mayim is a big machlekes in Rishonim. Is it pshat? It's only midrabanan. midraisa, it doesn't have to go there. It's only midrabanan. A lot of shames like that, and some say it's midraisa. No, midraisa, you don't. It's based on star. Midraisa, it doesn't have to be able to go into your mouth. Came along the rabbanan and say no. It has to be royal abiyas mayim. So zak the siddur tyre. If you hold these set of davis, that's only derabbanan. So therefore, that's where the sentence mark out. It's only derabbanan. You check there afterwards, you're going to find anything, we're going to be makel. We're saying if you hold that, it's going to be deraisa, so then lemaisa, why should we mark out? Lemaisa is a chiv deraisa, what's the fact that it should mark out? So let's say the title, lemaisa, even if it's deraisa, but it seems to be on the deraisa level, it's mark out. You only mamish mayim, you need royal abiyas mayim. And being that the whole chatzitz over here is only going to be derabbanan, because it's a mishani makvid, it's not roiv. So therefore, being that we see that midraisa is more kal because you only need royal abiyas mayim, you only need abiyas mamish. So being that's more kal, therefore they would make all that if you into even before and you find it afterwards, therefore it's going to be okay. So far we said a four mahalachim. Mahalach of the taz is not shkiach there to be a chatzitza. That's why if you check it afterwards, it's okay. You have the mahalach of levush, where did it disappear to?
Because that's not shkiach.
Therefore, why should we assume minastam? You check the afterwards, there's nothing there. So I'm going to have to say, maybe there's something there and it got washed away. It's not shkech. Why should I assume that? And Malach Levush that if there was something there, so where did it disappear to? On the rest of the body, got washed off. But if it's only royal bias mayim, there's not so much water gets there, and why should you assume that it got washed away? We have Malach Leshach, that's more kal, because you only need is royal bias mayim. And that to Esbeirim. If it's Darbanan, it's very easy to understand, it's only Darbanan. Even outside the race, so the mice is more kal, and therefore, that's the reason why we're more meikol. Moshe as a whole mahalach, we're going to discuss him more, I guess, when we do Gidrei Chatzitza, Bekarev. That Moshe says that he says there are two types of chatzitzas. There's a chatzitza which is mamash attached to a person, and there's a chatzitza which is not mamash attached, it's just like sitting on the person. Two different types of Gidrei Chatzitzas, for example. Let's say contact lenses, right? It's not mamish dovek, it's just like sitting there. Maybe not. The Nova ring, right? Let's say the Nova ring, right? It's not mamish attached to the person, it's just sitting there. Some things which are mamish attached, and some things which are just sitting there. Somebody says the whole shtukotay to say that something which is gully, so then there's a chatzitza whether it's attached or whether it's sitting there. Mashenkein, when you have something which is based on starim, it's the only type of chatzitza is a chatzitza with mamash dovek. If it's just sitting there, even technically it would be ma'akev the royal abiyat's mayim, he says that type of chatzitza is not going to be ma'akev. That's so much as tremendous chiddush. Well? What do you say? Well? So see more when learning chatzitza. It's like, two types of chatzitza. There's a chatzitza which is attached to you, the chatzitza which is not attached, but still stops the ma'akev tefillah water coming in. On the rest of the body, attached or something which stops water coming in is going to be ma'akev. Something which only need roy lebias mayim, there, even if it stops alef tzadachas beis and yardea, even if it stops the roy lebias mayim, but being that it's not mamash dovik, he has a whole lump this way. We'll see more when we do gedei chatzitza. It's not gonna. It's not going to be a problem. Therefore, zekra meisha so manashach. If it was mamash attached, so where to go? Why should it, where to go? Emma was just sitting there, but sitting there is not a problem. So therefore, that's what he wants to say. Why, if you check if you don't find anything, then it's not going to be back. So I'll go upon him. No, it's sitting. If it's attached, it's not going to get washed away. If it's sitting there, maybe it can get washed away. But it's not Mac of anyhow. It's not Mac of anyhow. Yeah. Fine. So kids are so nachamol. So just cause over again. Let's just cause over and go through it. If a lady didn't do iyun a chafifa on her hair, what's the halacha?
Go back.
Let's say she didn't do the case, she forgot to check the ears. What do you do?
Check now.
Forgot to brush your teeth.
Check now.
She didn't take a bath.
Okay.
She didn't take a bath. She didn't take a shower. She just looked herself over, and she washed herself.
She washed her hair.
She washed her hair. And so she washed her hair. Pispus looked herself over. What's the halacha? Full minig is a minig yafa, but it's not going to be makif. Saying he did ayun, he did a chafif yimakayim, right? The hair getim chafif is just the hair. What? All Cyrus, you have to do chafif. You have to so you have to ayun on the body. If you didn't wash the rest of your body, it's a nice, beautiful minig, but it's not. So that chachal is not so happy about. What do you say? Cyrus is, yeah, that's a...
To wash it is makif?
You have to wash and comb. All Cyrus, the rest of the body, you have to do pispus. But you have to, yeah, you have to do pispus. Pispus. Yeah. Now, this is all in a case where you checked afterwards and you didn't find a chetzitza. You didn't find a chetzitza. The person went to the mikvah. Time is over here. Which is what? Are they there or questions how much time we have? Which is. No?
We have 30 seconds.